Good morning. Well, we have a screen in red this morning. The grains have been stronger every day this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That old saying about soybeans, up Monday, up Tuesday, up every day of the week except one. Here's your one. And, of course, it's the last day of the week before we go into a three-day holiday weekend. And so I think the market, looking at the signing of yesterday with Iran, between Iran and the U.S., both presidents signing with the signatures. And I think that this is also allowing the market to have a soft, quiet come down. Now, soybeans held gains, actually, until early morning hours, and then they started taking some profits. And I will say soy oil is also down a little bit harder. Not a surprise, soybean oil had gotten itself extremely overbought. Now, the markets are extremely oversold and trying to correct, and that would be soybeans, corn, wheat, and cotton. And I think that this is just a long holiday weekend type of liquidation that we're seeing. Rumors of Chinese interest in U.S. new crop beans seem to have quieted down. Yesterday, we had a sale to unknown destinations. Japan taking 102, I think it was, 1,000 metric tons, and the rest out of 272,000 metric tons going to unknown destinations. Well, it's kind of interesting because there was rumors of China inquiring, and then all of a sudden, and a lot of that was all new crop. We think that's Chinese. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Want to wish everyone a great holiday weekend.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.